fuel. It's a good day. Good day to be me.
Here's another hour of conversation. Not normally are we aimed at controversy here. A lot of times things come up that may, depending on your point of view.
Well, there are those pictures of your hairy back on the website.
Ew. That's controversial. I know. Relieving your toxins online.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine Online, which has been full of the controversy. I have off and on during my career as a radio host. That's the best. What else would you call me? Host? I'm not a provocateur.
You're a host who loves you most.
Very good, Jennifer. So clever.
You come up with it. It's been a long morning already.
You know, can you tell? What it is, and Michael and I have been friends for pretty much as long as I've been doing this program, and he can tell when I have a smile in my voice, and I have a smile in my voice at the moment. You can hear people, their concerns about things. You hear concern in their voice. You hear drama in their voice. The people who do this for a living know how to act. And I don't know whether Michael, act is the right word in quotation marks, because what happens with many of the people who do this, it is an act. So you people, Broadway stars, movie stars, television stars, they are actors. But oftentimes what people don't get is, as Limbaugh says, this is entertainment, folks. I'm here to entertain you. And I use my whatever I have for qualifications in that department. So at what point in this era of activists, Michael, do we go too far with our we talked about this. I think you and I, was it Monday that you were on here? Yeah, you were on the other day. And talking about what's going on with the Limbaugh thing and how it'll affect the rest of us who do this for a living. So I wonder how the scene has changed in the last couple of days.
Well, I mean, you covered a lot of ground with your opening comments and your statements and your question. The issue, of course, is advertising. I like the way you say those of us who do this for a living, well, it's a harder living if people don't want to advertise on anything that's deemed controversial.
Right.
Because in today's society, everything is controversial. Movies are controversial. Books are controversial. The candidates are controversial. They make statements when they're running for office that a segment of the population applauds and the other segment thinks it's horrible. The press is constantly looking for mistakes and gaps. The debates have become really just another form of American Idol, whether someone will hit the note or miss the note and be ruined. So it's a complicated subject. But I think that specifically what you're getting at is that talk radio, even though it is technically and officially a form of entertainment, and that if you look at the contracts of most talk show hosts in terms of their relationship with their employers, they're referred to as talent. They're not referred to as know-it-alls. They're not referred to as office holders, mm-hmm. as clergymen, of elected officials, appointed officials, party leaders. They're listed as talent, which is the same thing that the disc jockey would be. I guess specifically, Rush Limbaugh and Ryan Seacrest are in the same business. They right. they do the same thing.
Yeah.
So the problem with talk radio, just like back in the old days with professional wrestling, is the line was very blurry between where it was a real sporting contest and where it was really just a show. As a matter of fact, we're seeing that in all of sports, not just wrestling. We're finding out all kinds of scandalous stuff behind the scenes in what we consider legitimate sports. So this issue of where is reality versus where is show business, where is prefabricated activity versus true, sincere, spontaneous information, where that line is very blurry in the talk radio field. So blurry that most of these people who are angry at Limbaugh are angry at him as if he besmirched the power of a public office. Now, a case could be said, further muddying the waters, that being on the radio on the quote-unquote public airwaves is, in fact, a public trust. And that makes it even murkier in terms of what is the responsibility of a radio entertainer who deals in public policy and news issues. What is their responsibility to have journalistic ethics versus their responsibility to titillate, entertain, provoke, and basically create a big audience for their advertisers?
All right. So you have written in the current issue of Talkers Online, talkers.com, that there is, and this doesn't get too inside because it's becoming part of the public debate. I've said this morning on the air, I got a call last night from a representative from an advertising agency wanting to know, the agency wanted to confirm with his buyer that I had nothing to do with Rush Limbaugh, and even queried as to the stations I was on that Limbaugh was on, and wondered if there was enough separation from the time I'm on the air to when Limbaugh was on the air, because they want nothing to do. This is Sears. This isn't some little outfit. And so when you hear that and how specific they are in their demand, not a request, but their demand, that the advertising doesn't go close to Limbaugh, this is the first time I've ever seen this, Michael. I've been doing this, as you know.
Well, there have been no buy lists, and there have been sponsors that avoid controversy for years and years. And this has always been a problem for talk radio, which the more controversial it is, the bigger the audiences and the better the buys. So it's a vicious cycle. That being said, I would say that the boycott, the no buy list, the advertiser timidness is heightened this week because of the Limbaugh situation, and it's spreading now all over the place, meaning there's an alarm. It's an alarming situation that talk that innocent, and when I say innocent, I mean shows that have nothing to do with Limbaugh, are now under the spotlight, under the scrutiny, and people are irate. I get calls at the talker's office. So we've been getting calls from irate consumers who are angry at us because our numbers are bandied about as for how big the audience is and how do you come up with these numbers and blah, blah, blah. And it's like as if we were a government agency. And I say, hey, we're just a trade magazine. We do estimates. We're not a rating service. Go to Arbitron for that. But in other words, they're lashing out at everybody that they possibly can in this war against Limbaugh and collateral damage that the war on Limbaugh is having in kind of a war against all talk radio.
There's a whole scenario, a whole spate of things that are possible to discuss here when it comes to conversation media. What we call news talk radio, there are other programs that are spoken word formatted, and they're not necessarily news. You know, this program is, I guess, a news talk program because we talk about the issues of the day, but pretty much stay away from politics and stuff like this and try to have fun with the issues. The thing that again, without getting too close to being inside, the B-level players who kind of want to be like Rush, there are the A-level players that are five or six of them that are on most every big radio station that does spoken word stuff. And now with a couple of different owners, big owners of number of radio stations, maybe that list will be expanded to 8 or 9 or 10. But then the people who are Rush wannabes, whether they're local or whether they are national, it seems to me they and the stations they're on are risking a lot by continuing to come out with things like a local guy yesterday said, well, I'm going to cancel my Carbonite subscription. I'm going to cancel, I'm never going to buy from Pro Flowers again. This is a hoax. That's poisonous for this business. I don't understand how these guys, unless they think that they're, I guess there's a lot of no thinking, or these people think they're bigger than these multi-billion dollar corporations that could care less whether they're advertising on your program or not.
Well, yeah, this is a problem. But also, come on, we have to have some kind of courage and some kind of backbone and some kind of principles in this business. I mean, do you think that it would be a good thing if suddenly the entire industry turned its back on Rush Limbaugh?
No, but I think what we are
dangle out there.
But this is a business,
yeah, Doug. Let's get real about what this is, okay? Michael, Rush Limbaugh, without a doubt, is the number one talk radio host in the country with the largest audience. The largest audience is such a small percentage of what the country is. It's a niche, and that niche will likely
support him.
Oh, absolutely.
No matter what.
Yeah.
The irony of all of this is that when the advertising is heard by that niche, they don't mind it because they like Rush.
Yeah,
when Rush Limbaugh says things,
They have terrific Carbonite and some of these other outfits, the Pro Flowers, whenever there is a host endorsement, he does. He's wildly successful with it.
Let's look at
that's
the other
not
side
the
of
point.
This, too.
Well, hold on a second.
The point is the irony is that they do more damage to themselves. I wonder how many people are going to go out and buy these products because they're boycotting Rush. But how many people who
we'll
love
stay
Rush
away from
are
them.
Going to boycott them because of what they did?
Right.
So, the thing is that the only people that are outraged by what any talk show host does. Let's not talk about Rush. Let's talk about whether it's Howard Stern. Let's say if it's Rush. I mean, let's go all the way back to Gordon Liddy when he was the guy causing the destruction of the whole country because he allegedly said, shoot them in the head. You remember that?
Yep.
That was as big as this. I mean, Liddy was on the you-know-what list for months in the mainstream media as this horrific, dangerous man. And it passed and whatever. But, this is the funny thing about this, as I'm saying, is that the only people who hear it are the people that don't care. So what it amounts to is it is a organized effort and a spreading effort to shut down Rush Limbaugh.
Yes.
And shut down his voice being heard by what is really...
Which is dangerous and wrong. And
why do you think that the president would call... I mean, the president calls the person that a radio host...
Wait a minute.
That a radio host insults?
He called this woman to get... this woman's message resonates with young women.
Exactly.
And he did it to get votes from young women.
He wants to get her on the team.
Well, he did it to get it up into the mainstream so that they could get some
very
leverage.
And also, this lady is suspiciously, I mean, not to throw stones here, because I actually agree with a lot of what she said, but she's very media trained. So do you think, I mean, you don't know that Rush is going to come out and say something, but she was there to provoke some sort of response from the media.
Bait, Michael?
Yeah.
Is it bait?
Is it bait?
Said, was it bait for some more discussion to keep the discussion going?
It could be. It could be.
And remember the last argument that the president got involved in, he was all about bringing the two sides together.
The beer with the black guy
beer,
and the cop.
Yeah, the beer summit. Mm-hmm. He wanted to bring everybody together. No, on this one, not so much.
Well, the forces that do not like Rush Limbaugh have him on the ropes and have, at the moment, the entire industry is
Do
on
you
the
really
ropes.
Think he's on the ropes?
I think he is this week. I think this is pretty serious.
There are some people who are saying that he ought to take a week off and just go away and let everything die down. Stop talking about it. Just let it go. And then
I think he should stand tall. I think that he should continue to be on the air. I think that he should mend the ways that caused this trouble that aren't even necessary to his success. And I think it'll pass anyway. He should just hang in there and do what he does and serve his audience. And new news will come up, and it'll be over. And it'll be another tale of terror in the talk business. But the fact is that it can't continue to go. It's not important enough. Rush Limbaugh is not important enough. Eventually, the story has to run out whether or not this one host with a limited number of people listening to him who like him and who has not broken any laws has the right to broadcast or not cannot be national news for very long.
No.
Because it becomes sick. There's something sick about it if it continues to be national news.
Yeah. I think the only relevance here is the deeper issue that we ought to discuss about women and birth control, but we ought to know about the issue itself and forget about Limbaugh, even though it's sort of interesting to see what's going on out in the hinterlands, if you will. All right, Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com here on Good Day.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800USAMoney and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
Pizza Man's birthday today.
Pizza Man.
Daniel J. Travati was Farillo, and his girlfriend called him the Pizza Man.
I didn't watch the show that much.
That was a great show. I watched it every week.
Yeah, no, won a lot of Emmys, that's for sure.
Born in this state, 1940, Daniel J. Travati, who really hasn't done, he went into another business after he got off of Hill Street Blues. He didn't want to stay in television or movies or whatever, but he did win an Emmy, not once, not twice, but three times, 1980, 1981, and 1982, for his role as Farillo.
I was too young for a drama.
His first name, anybody remember?
No.
No.
No. Okay.
Now.
Now. Daniel J. Travati, born in the state in 1940. You know what? I honestly don't remember his first name.
Lieutenant. Sergeant. Captain.
No, he was Lieutenant. But it was... what was his first name? Who remembers? A swell prize. 800-510-8255. I love this. This is Homero Blancas' birthday. I used to think he was a cartoon character until I found out from my father he was a great golfer. Homero Blancas, born in the state in 1938. We celebrate the birthday of Willard Herman Scott Jr.
Oh, my goodness. This
today,
guy.
Born this date, 1934, Willard Scott is 80. Is that 88?
Yeah, and still.
God love him.
As wild as. I'll never forget the day he was in here in our studios and
threw his hair around. Yeah, he threw his hair at me.
he's a one crazy guy.
Funny guy. Chris White, bass player for the Zombies, is celebrating his birthday. Born in the state, 1943, so he's 69 today. The Zombies, She's Not There, You Make Me Feel Good, Tell Her No, She's Coming Home, I Want You Back Again, Time of the Season, Who's Your Daddy, Is It Rich Like Me?
Great song. Such a cool song.
I was going to say Tammy Faye Baker, but she died. Her birthday is today. Who else do we have that would be worthy of our attention? Matthew Fisher happens to be my daughter's husband's name.
That's true.
Same way. Keyboardist with Procol Harum.
Ah, great song.
You know, I don't even know when his birthday is. Isn't that awful? Should I know when my son-in-law's birthday is?
Yeah.
You should.
I can't believe you don't.
No.
I miss Tony.
Go on Facebook. It'll say on there.
Your daughter should let you know when your son-in-law's birthday is. That's the way it works.
No. You guys are such boys.
Exactly. My point, exactly.
But you know how special it makes someone feel when you actually remember their birthday?
But he's a guy. He'll understand.
Yeah.
We're all guys.
No, he won't.
We don't remember each other's
man,
birthdays.
Really?
Facebook is the greatest invention ever for helping guys remember somebody's
birthday.
He's
on Facebook, isn't he, Jennifer?
I think you follow
Megan on Facebook.
I follow Megan. I'll have to stalk her husband.
I'll lunch with Brendan today. He'll tell me. All right, next on the list is Peter Wolf, whose real name is Peter W. Blankfield, with the J. Giles Band. I love Run Soul, the centerfold biggest song there, but it flights out in freeze frame. He, by the way, is married to Faye Dunaway, in case you didn't know that.
Peter Wolf is?
Peter Wolf is married
to
Faye.
Oh, really?
You want to put a little money on it?
No, I'm sure you have some information in front of you. I didn't realize anything.
He's no fool.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to the good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ernie Isley, one of the Isley Bros. Going to state 60 years ago. Sock it to him. Oh, hi. That's great stuff.
They
have four or five songs that are just superbo.
Four or five. Matt, more like 15.
Matt Frenette, the drummer for Loverboy, is 58 today.
Yes.
Everybody is, whatever they're doing, they're doing it. Brian Cranston. That was an interesting name, Cranston. Played Hal and Malcolm in the Middle. Taylor Dane's birthday is today. She's 50.
No. No.
Oh,
wow.
I had her record.
Oh, my God. I love her. She's a very, very handsome woman. Jenna Fisher, another Fisher. Pam on The Office, 38 today.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNicholson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow...
Are you friends, sand or snow? Snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Hi, I'm 9-time Olympic gold medalist Carl Lewis, inviting you to celebrate the 35th birthday of the Hershey's Track and Field Games. The games provide fun and easy ways for kids to get active and learn about the importance of living a balanced lifestyle. To find a local event near you and to download a free run, jump, and throw birthday party kit, visit HersheysTrackAndField.com. I challenge your family to turn an afternoon into a fun, active adventure. To get started, visit HersheysTrackAndField.com.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual claim circumstances.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
After the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. We have had during the course of the week a lot of discussion here and there about several different aspects of this Rush Limbaugh thing. It's not about him. I agree with everybody who says he's not going away. I'm saddened that advertisers are they don't have the starts to stick it out because I understand. I don't want controversy because I don't want people protesting in front of their stores. That's what they
right.
don't want. And there's not anything about Limbaugh or whatever. They're just being practical business people.
I mean, think about this, though. We were talking a few minutes ago about the percentage of people it takes to make a number one radio show in the country. It's a small percentage in comparison to the total
Limbaugh,
population.
Limbaugh, 5 out of every 100 listening to the radio at the time he's on are generally listening to his program. That's, again, huge in terms of total numbers. But
17 million people a week.
Yeah.
Give take.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's very, it's big in radio. It's huge.
Yeah,
but it's small with regard to all of, all of your friends and everything.
Yeah.
Now, think about the people who protest on the other side and how small of a
number they are.
Group that is.
Right. But
so
the news media attention to it is
sure,
what drills
sure.
it.
So when you add up the numbers on both sides, it's still a pittance of people. But it's important to the people that are catering to them, A, the advertisers on one side, B, the radio stations
on
the
other. But without those people's business, you are out of business. I'm in business. I'm a businessman.
But that's my point.
I can't afford to alienate the people who are paying the bills.
You and I cannot afford to in the business that we are in.
Right.
But in the business that JCPenney's, a Macy's, a Geico, or whoever is, when you look at that many people compared to the whole, all I'm trying to say is that this many people create this firestorm that then turns into a national thing based on.
It's very few people, in fact, that are fanning the flame.
Correct.
Here's
right.
an email
but it
from
goes
a listener.
Viral, that's the thing.
Yeah. Well, that's what, especially these days.
With,
As a matter of fact, I want you to tell me what people are saying about it on our Facebook page, Jennifer. Here's an email from somebody listening who says, I think companies want to advertise in a context that is relevant. Whether the relevance is related to the product, the company, or the host, it's all branding. And Rush isn't relevant to as many brands these days. His comment about the woman was old white guy humor, and it sounded dated, out of touch, and no longer relevant to women who are in our society. What he said was an opportunity for advertisers to reevaluate his relevance, which I thought was pretty interesting. And I think that she's right. I'm thinking that the people who are most affected by this are people who may or may not understand what the real issue is, or what really was said, but to them it's not important. To them, it represents something that's dishonest, that's uncomfortable, unpleasant, and unknowing. And so I bring the focus of the program around to what women are doing about birth control, why women need birth control. I suppose I could get an expert on here to talk about this, but...
But when you have me,
yeah,
really.
you have an expert.
Right. I do in a sense. This is maybe sensitive stuff, but in a minute I'm going to ask Jennifer to talk a little about this. I'm not wanting to put her on the...
I'll happily talk with you.
Have my daughter on.
You could have any woman on.
Who has been taking birth control stuff because of Tony, her mother's breast cancer, and the risks that were related to breast cancer. So Megan went on this when Tony, 20 years ago, when Tony was first diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, I bet you in a week, Megan was on whatever kind of birth control there was that was supposed to limit her risk of getting breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at that age...
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah.
You didn't know?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. A lot of men, it's what I was talking about earlier in the hour, a lot of men just don't, you don't know. And, I mean, it's not your fault. You don't have to know, but it is something to be aware of.
Well,
and, blanket statements.
And this circumstance, my wife is on it for health reasons as well.
Yeah.
I mean, she's...
Right.
We're not worried about having kids at this point.
But in this circumstance, Richie, it makes people who don't get, and it mostly is men, who don't get or are not interested in finding out how these things are used. The woman who testified, Ms. Fluke, was not testifying the way I read it or heard it or saw it about women necessarily just using it because they wanted to have sex. I think her point was, even though, you know, she was a dramatist and, as Jennifer has suggested, probably media trained, she's 30 years old, so she didn't just fall off of the turnip truck, but she was speaking in part for women who need this for health reasons, not for their own sexual whatever endeavor.
I think she was just talking in with respect to health care.
Right.
I don't think she was saying specifically.
I mean, that's a separate story in and of itself, whether we ought to be paying for this or any other. That's a separate discussion as to whether the taxpayer ought to be paying for this or the individual who's using it.
Well, not
taxpayer. If it is a health issue, if you're taking this stuff because it is a health issue, then the answer is the insurance companies or whomever ought to be paying for it.
Absolutely.
And then what does the druggist do? Look at the person who's at the window and say, are you taking this because you have a health...
No, but the doctor has to write you a prescription for it.
Yeah, you can't just get
convince
over the
doctor. Yeah, but you could convince
you
the
could.
Doctor to write you a prescription for birth
you
control.
You can convince doctors to write you prescriptions for anything.
Right, yeah. So
if it's the wrong doctor.
Yeah.
Or the right doctor.
Let's talk about this in a moment. 20 before the hour on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually 4 frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's 4 frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring and then some. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like 3 for $18 on Champion tees and shorts for men and tees and tanks for women. That's right, just $6 each. Then run to the shoe department and save $20 on New Balance 310 running shoes at just $39.99. Whether your family needs to complete their workout wardrobe with shoes or apparel, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3/4 through 3/10 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Did you know that taking just a few minutes for your mouth every day can help you establish healthy habits for a lifetime? Hi, I'm Gretchen Bleiler, and as a pro snowboarder, keeping a healthy body from your head down to your toes is a big part of who I am. Brushing alone actually misses 75% of your mouth. I'm here today to remind you that your mouth is an important part of your body, and taking minutes a day to brush, floss, and rinse with a therapeutic mouthwash is critical for the health of your mouth. A complete oral care routine, which includes a 30-second rinse each morning and night, is essential for getting rid of germs that cause plaque and gingivitis. I'm proud to be partnering with the makers of Listerine and Reach to support the American Heart Association's My Heart, My Life Healthy Living Initiative, a program aimed at encouraging Americans to adopt heart-healthy behaviors to lead a healthier life. To read more about the My Heart, My Life Initiative, visit www.heart.org/myheartmylife. And to learn more about how you can improve your oral care routine, check out Listerine.com.
All right, so the Good Day program at 17 before the hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I, Roberta, had to scoot down the chute. We're talking about the ancillary effect of what has come out of Rush Limbaugh's statement. Good, I feel better about this discussion and having this discussion. It is a good catalyst for knowledge. And to wit, Jennifer can help us a lot understand what it is that birth control pills are used for, besides trying to help women avoid the risk of breast cancer. Apparently, if you're on birth control...
But I mean, I've been going through something recently where they've diagnosed me with polycystic ovarian syndrome and put me on birth control to treat this. And
you'd be put at risk for ovarian cancer.
Correct.
If you have that stuff. Yeah.
And also it's uncomfortable. It's just bad. But they put me on this pill and checked me out a few months later and my blood pressure had spiked and I had some kind of weird allergic reaction to the hormones in birth control that's available to me through my insurance company. The only one that I can take at this moment is not available to me through my insurance company. The only thing that can help the situation that I'm in. And I will have to pay cash for it. So
those decisions guaranteed are made by men.
I guarantee you that they
guaranteed
are. And the thing is, it's insulting to me to say that this is just something I use for birth control, because to be honest with you, if I were to have sex with anybody right now, I'm using a condom even if I am taking the pill, because you have to protect yourself from other diseases, not just pregnancy. So right. It's kind of narrow-minded to think that women are just taking this pill and that's all they're using for birth control, because all the women I know are doing both. And if they're taking the pill, it's usually for health reasons.
Well, there's a study of 1,400 women that's being conducted now, and they have some results, whereas you're not shooting in the dark. It's not a blind study. Women who are at risk for various types of cancer, including non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, colon, rectal cancers, that sort of thing. Apparently, they are influenced by the use of these birth control, these contraceptives as well. There are all kinds of adjustments here, but it seems to me that it is short-sighted for us to make quick judgments and not understand the whole story. And I think that that's where I came from. When I first heard Limbaugh's comment, I just kind of cast it off. Okay. I mean, with first fear, it's another Rush. Okay, all right. Rush is at it again. And then, you know, you kind of realize, I didn't know who this woman was. I didn't follow this story because it was not really, there wasn't a lot of conversation about this particular hearing. And you know what? There are only so many hours in the day and so many things that I can see or watch or any of us can. So this wasn't on the top of the radar screen on any news source that I use. And I dig around through a lot of stuff, a dozen or more different sources a day. So anyway, this has caused a healthy conversation in our country. And people who don't find it that way, I'm disappointed that so many advertisers would run and hide. I understand it. That doesn't mean that I'm not disappointed. I do understand why they're doing it. Will they come back? In some cases, yes. And in some cases, no. What I would ask my brethren who do this for a living, who are either local or national and may have an ear to the radio at the moment, I think the more you talk about these advertisers in a negative way, I'm going to cancel my subscription. You don't sound good. You're
limiting
doing yourself.
You never want to burn a bridge.
Never. Ever.
Never
ever.
Want to burn a bridge.
You are inexperienced or foolish, silly, or you don't understand which side the bread, the butter is put on the bread. If you pull stunts like that, you may sound like a big tough guy on the radio, but let's see where you're working next week.
The problem is that if you are working somewhere else next week and this just happens to be one of the advertisers there, all of a sudden you've got a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't. This is. And people say, that's not fair. It's extortion and blah, blah, blah.
When I was in the car business.
Reality.
And the car business is exactly like the radio business. It's a small business, and there's only a limited amount of places to work, and you all cross each other's paths again.
Right. Yep. Don't do it. It's 12 for the hour on Good Day.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring and then some. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like 3 for $18 on Champion tees and shorts for men and tees and tanks for women. That's right, just $6 each. Then run to the shoe department and save $20 on New Balance 310 running shoes at just $39.99. Whether your family needs to complete their workout wardrobe with shoes or apparel, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3-4 through 310 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
Mama, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find the Centrum Specialist that's right for you.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
So, Super Tuesday has come and gone. As the dust settles, where do we stand now? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. 10 states held primaries or caucuses yesterday, and here's the way it shakes out. Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, all claiming victory. Romney, a winner in the all-important battleground state of Ohio. A slim win there over Rick Santorum. Additionally, Romney took Virginia, Vermont, Alaska, Idaho, and the state where he served as governor, Massachusetts. That's where Romney was last night, addressing his supporters.
We're going to take your vote, a huge vote tonight in Massachusetts, and take that victory all the way to the White House.
Rick Santorum speaking to his supporters in Ohio last night after scoring victories in Tennessee, North Dakota, and Oklahoma.
We need a person running against President Obama who is right on the issues and truthful with the American public.
As for the other two candidates still in the race, Newt Gingrich picked up his first win since the South Carolina primary 6 weeks ago. Gingrich with a victory in his home state of Georgia.
There are lots of bunny rabbits that run through. I'm the tortoise. I just take one step at a time.
And Congressman Ron Paul telling his crowd in North Dakota that he's a candidate that's different from the rest.
So if you look at the candidates today, there is very little difference except for one.
Guess who he's talking about? So, when you total it all up, Romney won 6 states yesterday, 3 for Santorum, 1 for Gingrich, none for Ron Paul, but all of them did pick up some delegates. And no one, apparently, is ready to leave the race just yet. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, J.D. Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Egg Cheese Sandwich. Juicy Angus Steak, fluffy egg, and American cheese served on an oven-toasted onion bagel. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer. In the east, a few days of warm, spring-like temperatures as the Muskingum run on pretty much every trail with some softening snow. Mount Southington in Connecticut with 13 trails ready to go until 9 o'clock at night. Count them out in the Berkshires with over 30 runs. They'll have nighttime skiing tonight and into the weekend. Wildcat in New Hampshire in the last week, they picked up over a foot of snow, ready for some warming temperatures and almost 50 runs. Blue Knob in Pennsylvania with 18 trails. They provide day and night skiing as well. Heading to the Western Mountains, fresh snow again at Jackson Hole, 116 trails at full operation. Also in Wyoming, Grand Targhee moving on to 74 runs. In Nevada, Diamond Peak with about 24 runs and 5 lifts. While in Idaho, Schweitzer with over 90 runs thanks to over 3 feet of snow in the last week. Win lift tickets by getting snow news at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, it was a day of losses for the market. The Dow, with its first triple-digit loss of the year, down 204 points to 12,759. S&P fell 21 points. NASDAQ with a drop of 40. Crude oil prices dropped just over $2 a barrel, settling at $104.70. President Obama picked Super Tuesday to hold his first press conference of 2012. Among the many topics that came up yesterday, gas prices.
There is no silver bullet, and the only way we're going to solve this problem over the medium and long term is with an all-of-the-above strategy.
A strategy, said the president, that includes reducing the nation's dependence on foreign oil, something we've heard since the 1970s. Big day for Apple, unveiling its next iPad today, and it might be a 4G iPad. There's word the new iPad could operate on a 4G network, which is about 10 times faster than 3G technology. Apple apparently thinks it'll boost the gadget's ability to play high-quality video, and that would be appealing to the deliverers of the data, Verizon and AT&T. And finally, let's talk some big numbers, starting with this pop star, the one and only Lady Gaga. She is now the first person in the history of Twitter to reach 20 million followers. But that's not all. Gaga also has some 48 million fans on Facebook and 800,000 circles, whatever that is, on Google+. If that isn't enough, Lady Gaga plans to launch her own social network known as Little Monsters. On to another big number, 300. 36 million. That was the size of the Powerball jackpot back on February 11th. One winning ticket sold, and the winner came forward yesterday, Louise White of Newport, Rhode Island. She's 81 and had this to say as she accepted that big oversized check.
Well, I want to say that I'm very happy and I'm very proud. And this will make my family very happy. We are truly blessed. Thank you.
And that was it. The check was made out to Rainbow Sherbert Trust, which Louise set up, so named because her trip to the supermarket where she bought the lucky ticket was motivated by her son's craving for Rainbow Sherbert. Now that's what you call a very sweet story. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.